This is Upstate's HealthLink on air. Linda Cohen here with you. Well, cancer and its treatment can affect your appetite, your eating habits, and your weight. But it's important for people with cancer to maintain a healthy weight, to get essential nutrients, and to remain as physically active as possible. Working with a registered dietitian can be instrumental in creating a comprehensive care plan for cancer patients. And here with more on this is Maria Erdman. She's a registered dietitian nutritionist with the Upstate Cancer Center. Welcome, Maria. Thanks for coming in. So cancer and its treatment can really affect your appetite, your eating habits, and your weight. Help us understand that.
Well, cancer cells are human cells that grow a lot faster than regular cells. So some of the treatments attack fast-growing cells. The cells in our gastrointestinal system are also fast-growing cells. And for that reason, they're affected more than other cells in the body. And that leads then to some of the symptoms you've probably heard of, such as nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and just lack of appetite.
But how about the treatments themselves? Like, are the side effects of surgery, the side effects of, you know, as you mentioned, the chemotherapy, radiation, do they also have an effect in terms of people's appetite reduction and maybe just not being up to eating, not being interested in eating?
It can make people fatigued and therefore just they get too tired to want to get up and take care of eating meals. Radiation, depending upon where it is, can cause pain in the throat and esophagus and therefore make it hard to eat. Also, if it's down near the colon, it can cause diarrhea.
So who are the patients? I mean, are there cancer patients who are more adversely affected than others, for example?
Patients who have head and neck cancer, esophageal cancer, lung cancer, and cancer of the stomach are patients who we definitely follow right from the beginning because the treatments are probably going to involve some sort of surgical removal, possibly of some of the areas that food usually travels through. They might need something like a tube into their stomach or their small intestine to help them eat while things are healing. Radiation can also cause burning sensations and make it too painful to swallow or to eat. So that can be a big problem.
Are some people also apt to gain weight?
There are some cancers where a greater majority of the people will end up gaining weight. Breast cancer actually is one of those because of some of the treatments are hormone-based and therefore they do tend to help people gain weight rather than lose it.
So they increase appetite or are there other weight gaining
Maybe
aspects.
A little bit. I'm not sure exactly how that
mechanism
works, but
you have seen weight gain because I saw that.
Right, actually.
Referred to.
So for some of those patients, we're doing a weight maintenance or loss program for after treatment.
So basically, dietitians like yourself specializing in oncology really understand that it's crucial for a nutritional program to be put in place for cancer patients. Well, first of all, why is being well-nourished during your cancer treatment so very important?
Cancer treatment can be very difficult. Some people sail right through, but for many people it's very challenging because it's attacking the cancer cells, which, as I said, are, you know, regular human cells with a growth problem. They overgrow. It also can affect regular cells and therefore make you feel tired and weak. The better nourished you are, your body is able to fight back and rebuild and keep going. And so people who lose too much weight, they lose muscle mass and become weak, and they're not able to function well. So sometimes the cancer treatment has to get put on hold.
So once again, the general nutritional recommendations during cancer treatment are to maintain a healthy weight and to get the essential nutrients that your body needs. How does a dietitian help you do that?
Well, a dietitian can help you. There's things that have been studied, research that's been done that shows that certain ways of eating are more beneficial to a cancer patient. Often patients who eat small amounts frequently throughout the day have a better chance of not experiencing as much of the nausea and keeping down more nutrition. It's also very important for patients to know how to get the most nutrient-rich foods. Foods that have good healthy fats, lots of nutrition, lots of protein, so that the small amounts that they're able to eat have the most amount of nutrient in them.
So basically your job is to analyze what they're eating, figure out how to enrich their diet in some way, and also perhaps adapt the texture of their foods and
for
a whole variety
patients.
Of things like that to make them more apt to eat and able to eat.
Right. Some patients, for example, somebody who has some burning in the throat, might need some more liquid food. Maybe anything solid might hurt them. So I have smoothie recipes that have all the essential nutrients in them. And, you know, people, if they haven't done something like this before, they just don't really have any idea of, if I can't eat, what do I do? So we explain to them how maybe even to puree their foods with extra liquid so that they can then eat it more easily.
So is part of your role also to work with the family members and people who are living with this cancer patient?
Yes, I frequently speak to the significant other and whoever is the person who does more of the cooking in the household. I also work with the pediatric patients, so there I'm obviously speaking with the parents to a great degree.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen here with Upstate Registered Dietitian Maria Erdman. We're talking about the role of a dietitian and the importance of a dietitian's role in cancer care. So you were alluding to some of the more troubling side effects. Tell us more about them, and how do they interfere with getting adequate nutrition?
Well, nausea and vomiting are the most obvious, and when somebody feels nauseous, it's extremely difficult to eat anything or even to look at food sometimes. So what we tell those patients is, as I said before, small meals frequently spaced throughout the day, because if you put too much in, that can lead to more nausea feeling.
Do you also do things like if food tastes funny? Because I read somewhere some of the cancer treatments make you have a metallic or bitter taste in your mouth all the time. Is there a way that you can alter their diet so that it's a little easier? Things don't taste quite as strange?
There are some tricks. That's one of the harder ones. And at that point, sometimes I say to people, just eat as much of this nutrient-dense food as you can. You almost have to think of it as a medicine. But there are some mouth rinses that they can use to help just rinse that taste out right before they eat. Also, we tell people try sucking on hard candy, peppermints, lemon drops, that type of thing, or putting lemon juice into water and drinking sips of that between tastes.
How about things like, for example, eating more liquids or getting more liquid through things like soup, for example, or milk substitutes or milk as a way of getting your nutrients, as you mentioned, smoothies before, rather than basically food that you have to really spend a lot of time working at?
Well, that can work, and there are some supplemental shakes that you can purchase from the store. Those can be extremely helpful for some patients who don't have the energy to keep getting up and getting food. I'm sorry, what was the question?
I actually read something that I thought was kind of interesting, that a recommendation about brushing your teeth before eating, which to me sounds counterintuitive for all the reasons we know in terms of dental health. But also I always felt that if I brush my teeth and then, you know, before eating, well, we do that in the mornings, obviously, but right before every meal, you would think that it would alter your ability to enjoy the food in a way. The taste of the toothpaste or the mouthwash would kind of take over.
Well, some patients also end up getting very dry mouth and very thick, sticky, mucousy saliva. So in that case, brushing that out of the mouth certainly helps those people to be able to swallow well. And if you just don't use too much toothpaste, it shouldn't be too much of a problem.
How about using plastic utensils versus metal? Have you found that makes
a
difference?
Yeah, that's another
too?
Thing. Some patients, if we use plastic instead of the metal, they don't have the funny metallic taste quite as badly. Also, it can be a good idea to give people room temperature foods so that smells don't hit them, which can cause nausea.
Those are really very solid tips. And so when you work with a patient, you basically analyze their needs and then you come up with basically a regimen and these kinds of tips to help them in their particular circumstance.
That's right. And generally I don't. Somebody once asked me for an actual meal plan. And the reason that I don't generally do meal plans per se is because sometimes one thing will seem attractive to a person.
So
and then later they say, oh, I can't eat that. So it's difficult to do that. But if they have multiple ideas of small meals they can have, then they can pick and choose from those whenever they are able to eat.
It sounds like there's a lot of concepts here also underlying it in terms of all the little tricks in your pocket, but also the idea of small meals and more liquids, nutrient-rich shakes, that kind of thing. How about dietary supplements? To me, that always comes up as an issue with cancer. I mean, people are saying, well, if I take high dose, whatever.
I do get a lot of questions about that. It is, evidence shows at this point, the research shows that getting your nutrition from eating a variety of healthy fruits and vegetables, whole grains and lean proteins is really the best way to go. There's so many different nutrients in food these days. We know it's not just the vitamins and minerals anymore. There's lots of phytonutrients, there's the fiber, and it's all important. It's in a package. So taking that away and trying...
In a natural package.
In a natural package. Trying to say, well, I'm just going to take this vitamin. We don't actually know if that's going to be helpful, especially at large doses. Things can interfere with your treatment, with the absorption of other nutrients. So it's really better to maintain just a healthful diet.
And we also know that these vitamins are often not regulated in terms of strength or in terms of even quality.
Some of the supplements.
So you don't really know sometimes what you're getting.
Especially some of the herbal supplements have not been, they're not regulated, so it can be difficult. A multivitamin, I do want to say, can be sort of a safety feature, you know, so just in case you're not able to eat everything in a certain day, if you take a multivitamin, that's okay.
You do recommend that.
Yeah.
So how about food safety, and is that of special concern to cancer patients, and why?
Some cancer patients, certain chemotherapies can cause a patient's immune system to be depleted. And at that point, then, they need to be a little more careful, possibly, about making sure that the food they're eating is clean and not contaminated. So washing fruits and vegetables carefully, cooking meats to the proper temperatures, reheating foods to the proper temperatures, and just making sure that where you're eating, that you know where your food is coming from and that it is safe.
And also, there was something written about sell-by date. I mean, I know we often kind of, there's a lot of humor around this idea of not eating something that's after the sell-by date. But is that real for cancer patients? Should they be very careful with that?
Sell-by dates, usually food is still good after that. It's kind of the first possible date that there could be anything, you know, less than perfect about the food. But it's probably, if you have a decreased immune system, it's probably a good idea to, you know, try to keep to the freshest possible foods.
So in the very little bit of time we have left, what would your overall recommendation then be for someone with cancer?
Try to eat small, very nutrient-dense meals frequently throughout the day. It's good to have things like nuts and avocados laying around to eat, and get everything from fresh foods, and go to a registered dietitian if you need help.
Thank you so very much. It's very helpful information. My guest has been Upstate Registered Dietitian and Nutritionist Maria Erdman from the Upstate Cancer Center. I'm Linda Cohen. You're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.